We are joined by First Constable Luke Bull of Victoria Police. Constable, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. This is on Wednesday. Tell us the story. You're on the way to a different job, were you?
Yeah. So we're driving in one of the main streets in Dandenong, where we've just been pulled over by a quite distressed young mum, holding her baby, saying that her baby was choking. So it wasn't something that we're used to getting every day, but we've managed to get out and see the baby was quite purple and blue in the face and the airways were blocked. My partner was really quick to act and he's jumped out and put into position suitable and given it a couple of back blows. When fortunately the piece of food that was lodged in its throat had come out it's started breathing as per normal.
How did you know? Did she run out into the road waving her hands?
Yeah,
did she?
Yeah, exactly like that. She was very distressed and emotional and pretty much handed the baby to us straight away, and luckily we could act quickly enough to dislodge the food. It was all over him pretty quickly. Fortunate the baby was all right.
What sort of job were you on your way to? Was it a bank robbery in progress or something?
No, it wasn't too urgent. It was on our way to do a warrant, so we had a bit of time up our sleeve, so that was good.
And the baby was 18 months old.
Yeah, it was only 18 months old. Yeah.
And your partner has either Christian name or surname Nathan by memory?
Yeah, that's it. Fortunately, he's not in at the moment to have a chat. He's not in today tonight, but he was quite composed and handled himself really well.
So. It's difficult to know what to do. I mean, we all would say if it was an adult, I might try the Heimlich manoeuvre, even though I think the Heimlich manoeuvre's been modified. But you can't do a Heimlich manoeuvre to an 18-month-old.
No, well, we're pretty lucky. We do a bit of the training and we just had done it quite recently, so we knew how to act quickly and very fortunate we could help the young baby out.
There'll be a lot of people listening who've got young babies at the moment, so just tell us what your partner did. Was it light taps on the, like, hold the, that was the child held with its face down?
Yeah, held it face down on a bit of an angle, so, and then just some light back blows, and I think it did about five or six of them, and then the piece of cucumber that was lodged in the baby's throat is flown out, which is good.
Hey, there you go. That's a nice thing to have achieved on a day's duty, Constable.
Yeah, it's not something you deal with every day, so I can only imagine how distressed the poor mum would have felt during that time. So, good that we could help.
Let's find out. We'll have a chat to her. Well done to you and your partner.
No dramas. Thanks, guys.
Stay on the line. First Constable Luke Bull, Victoria Police. Mel is the mum. Mel, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You must have been terrified.
I'm a lot better now.
So how did develop? I mean, you go from one moment, you've got your 18-month-old, a boy or girl?
She's a girl. Her name's Savannah.
And you've fed her a piece of cucumber, and how quickly did you realise, oh, my God, something's gone wrong?
I literally grabbed my 5-year-old's lunchbox and I passed her a piece of, like, a cucumber stick, a normal-sized cucumber stick, and she was just happily eating it, and then I think I just had a gut feeling, and I looked in the back seat to check on her, and that's when I noticed she was choking. I can't even remember if I heard noises or not. Like, it's such a blur now.
So we actually the car. So you.
Yeah, we were driving home.
So you had to stop the car. Did you say Savannah?
Havana.
Yeah. Oh, Havana. All right. Yes, Damien's already working.
I had to stop the car, and I didn't really know where to pull over. I think I just diagonally parked somewhere and jumped in the back seat and tried to get her out of her car seat. And then I couldn't even get her out of the back doors, like car doors, because they were child locked. And then I was trying to do the back blows and get her out through the front. And then I couldn't even think of calling an ambulance. I didn't have enough time. And I just thought, oh, my God, I need help. And then literally Luke and Cal were driving straight past me.
Callum Nathan, I think he's done it. So, it's difficult sometimes to get a child out of a child's seat when you're calm, let alone when you're panicking.
Yes, so, it was difficult.
So when you got Ivana out and you get her out of the car and there you are on the footpath and you look around, did you look up and see a police car?
I literally, as soon as I got, so I had to climb through the back to get to the front to get out of the car seat because I couldn't open the back doors because of the child lock. And as soon as I jumped out of my driver's door, I gave her a few black blows and I looked up to try and find help and they were driving, like, straight past.
Right, so you got so you held Ivana, what, in your left arm, in the crook of your left arm, and waved with your right?
I must have. Yeah, I must have. I don't even know.
So what was the first...
I just can't believe they were right there. If they weren't there, I would hate to think of what today would be like.
What was the first thing they said to you?
I think he just said, put her on her side. And I just passed her to him. But he jumped out straight away.
And the next thing, you got a bit of cucumber flying out of Havana's mouth and onto the roadway.
Yeah, pretty much. There was, like, a lot of spit vomit coming out, and then that finally came out, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Have you got any other children?
I have a five-year-old, yep.
Right, you're going
to
have...
He's never done that to me, though.
No, you're going to have any more children? Because you should call them Callum Luke.
Yeah, look, I think these two have scared the crap out of me enough, so I think I'm done.
Jeez. Oh, yeah. So you go from... Perfect, that's life, isn't it? You go from perfectly calm and normal to absolute sheer panic that you're going to lose a child to...
With a purple baby.
With a purple baby and back to... Well, purple baby saved by the men in blue.
Yes, I'm very, very, very thankful for them.
Good on you, Mel. We'll load you up with some, I don't know, some Debordley Woodfired Heathcote Shiraz, maybe some chocolates from Chocolatier Australia made with love. Let's hope the rest of your life, the rest of Ivana's life, is completely...
Cucumber-free.
Yes, I know, right?
Mel, stay on the line. Luke's still with us. I should call him Constable. What an amazing day you had on Wednesday. Congratulations to you and Callum. He's chatting to Michaela, I think.